One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is your host, Bernadette, with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Stephanie Toops in studio with me and one of my favorite guys on the planet, Yaku Bouyans. I'm so excited to have you back. So excited.
Fun to be here. Always good to be here.
Well, I love a guy that's brave. I love a man that's brave, you know, that's willing to stand up for what's right. And
speak your truth.
Yeah, and speak your truth. We're going to be talking about the human sex trafficking crisis going on in this country with you today. And yep. we're gonna touch on vaccines a little bit, too.
Yep. Does your listeners know what I see across the other side of the desk? Someone that's always smiling. It's always good.
I appreciate you saying that.
It's the truth.
I smile when you're in studio, both of you, because I like both of you so much. You know, I do. But, you know, I have my moments.
You do have your moments. We were just talking, like, her hair's in a bun today.
Oh, yeah. My hair's in
a bun.
Usually
Bernadette is, like, 100% put together. And today she's got a bun in, but, like, the thing about it is she's just still radiating this beauty. It's amazing. I love it.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I got my bun from you.
I know.
I said,
always in a bun. I know. Like, it's very rare that I'm the other
way. Well, you're a mom of three. Yeah. You know, and that'll keep you busy. But, yeah, so you got a bun. I got a bun.
We all got buns.
Yaku, you could have a bun. You got a head full of hair.
I used to. My hair was down my shoulders at one point.
I know it. I've seen pictures of you with
little boys, man buns.
Yeah. Well, we've got a great show coming up, and I love Fridays. And for all you out there listening, KMET in California, we just love having you with us as well. But we've got Maura Davies on the line. She is the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA, that is the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals of North Texas. And you can find them at spca.org. They do a lot of wonderful things here in North Texas to protect animals. And I encourage you to donate, even if it's just $5. It all makes a difference. And today we're talking about owning pets and helping the environment. How are you doing today, Maura?
Doing great, Bernadette. Oh, my goodness. And my hair is also in a bun.
Good.
I'm joining out the bun thing.
We should actually start a movement, National Bun Day.
Yes, we should.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, we're talking about owning pets and helping the environment. What impact do our pets have on the environment? And what can we as pet owners do?
Yes, you know, the pets can have as much impact as any person, to put it in a really loose term. But getting kind of specific, kind of like drilling down into that question, with about 80 million dogs and 96 million cats estimated, and that might be higher or lower, it's just a general estimation, in the United States alone. And these animals can have a big effect on the environment just by virtue of the things that we do. Think about your litter box. Does it have a plastic liner?
Oh, my gosh.
What food products are you using? What packaging is happening? What's all of that going on? So the first thing I have to really start with, though, is everybody adopt, don't shop.
So
many animals are euthanized. Adoption is the best option to rhyme a little bit and be a little bit silly, mm-hmm. but it is really, really serious.
You can adopt from me. I've got 23, Maura. You know? Yaku's eyes are got really big. Yes. They find me, Yaku. I don't know how to explain it, but I do have 23 animals that I take care of. And so when you talk about cat litter, that's important because I switched over to what I feel is the best cat litter on the market. And they don't even know I'm saying this. I'm going to give them a plug, but it's called So Fresh. And I believe it's made out of grass. Like grass.
Cool.
Yeah. And it's really, it's so much better choice for the environment. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge thing because all the chemicals that are in them, right?
Yeah, there are all kinds of different things to look at. The plastic bags, the litter, those all go into the landfill. But I want to give one really important caveat because this is a big thing. It's easier to start your kitten on this kind of a litter and to have them keep going with it. It can be very difficult to switch an older cat over to a different cat litter.
Yeah.
And that can cause health issues. So be really careful. You can try it. You can kind of do it gradually. Just keep that in mind too. But if you can make the switch and if your kitty is okay with it, man, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So that's huge. Well, people can.
What are some other things?
They can donate before they throw things away. So if you have something that's like a toy and it's gently used or a bed or any old items that are still usable that aren't just gross.
Your towels.
Nearby shelters. Yeah, towels,
right?
Blankets.
Yep.
And yes, crib mattresses, baby crib mattresses. I know a lot of the shelters will take those. I've seen a lot of people.
Nice.
And they'll even pay you for them. But, like, if you'll just donate them, that's fantastic. But they will even pay you, you know, to drop off your crib mattresses, which is amazing.
Yeah, and I haven't had a baby in a while, but if I did, that's what I would do with
it. Yes, I had a lot of crib mattresses.
And there's tons of resources online. People can literally just search online for, you know, what other resources, how can I recycle by donating items, not just for animal shelters. So even if an animal shelter, you call around to all your animal groups and they're like, no, we can't use it, but you've tried, you can also post those to Facebook and see if anyone else wants any of those items.
Oh, that's a great idea. That really is. That's a fantastic idea. What are some other things that we can do as being pet owners to help the environment?
Sure. Lumping a couple things together on this list. Looking for flea and tick products and eco-friendly pet care products that can help out. So there are some flea and tick collars can leave a harmful chemical residue on pets' fur. A lot of pets aren't bothered by this, but pesticides. Some pesticides are really, really bad for people, for pets, for kiddos.
Mm-hmm.
And so just be really careful. Work with your veterinarian to determine what's going to be best. So there are certain chemicals out there that are pretty toxic. But ask your veterinarian about what you can do in pill form for your pet and still keep them pest-free.
Mm-hmm.
And also, this is going to sound really silly, but cleanliness is another good thing. So, you know, vacuum wash things in hot water, that's always going to help with pests. And then on the eco-friendly pet care products, look for those products, the pet cleaning products, pet care products, whether it's grooming products or cleaning things. Look for ingredient labels. There are a lot of shampoos and pet cleaning items that are eco-friendly, and you can absolutely look for those to purchase.
Well, yeah, because you don't want your animals walking on those chemicals. Mm-hmm. Like, I mop my floors almost every day in one part of the house or another. I'll give another plug. I use Supernatural when I clean. It's because that's really good for the environment, too, because you get the bottles that you can reuse and just pour the oil in with the water. It's a really eco-friendly product line. So there's a lot of things that we can do. What about buying in bulk? Does that help?
Yes, absolutely. It can, but you want to be careful what you're buying in bulk. So if you're looking at something that has like 50 tiny bags of the same thing, can you buy that in one large bag? If so, can you use whatever that is before it goes bad? So if it's cat litter, sure, cat litter is going to last for a while. If it's food, that may not be as good to buy in bulk because some food might go bad.
Mm-hmm.
So just be on the your awareness up on stuff like that. Look at expiration dates so that you can use it before it goes bad.
Though. Absolutely. And, you know, I have to say, you know, from years of being in the restaurant business, I just have to give this tip both in your refrigerator, your home, your dog food, whatever it is, 100% rotation assures freshness.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There you
totally.
Go.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so much else you can do. You can look for things that are recycled already. There are lots of toys that are made that are recycled, bedding that's recycled.
Mm-hmm.
You can even make or buy your own eco-friendly pet toys. Talk about recycling. I mean, and seriously, who doesn't have a cat that would much rather play with like a hair tie than the fancy toy that you bought at the store?
Yep.
Every time.
Well, yeah. And you know, this is a cheap, this is a burn biohack here if you want really fast, you know, cat toy. Just scrunch up a piece of aluminum foil that you've used for something else and repurpose it, mm-hmm. and throw it to the
totally.
Cats. They love batting around a piece of aluminum foil. So,
oh my gosh, my Opal goes nuts for anything that you crinkle up, literally.
Well, like, it's
in between the recycling bin and it, like a piece of paper before it goes in the recycling bin, it gets scrunched up for our cat Opal to play with.
That's funny. That's so funny. I just love my pets. I do. They provide me with so much entertainment and they keep me busy too. They keep me fit. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, that's something else that you can do. Another eco-friendly tip for pets is take your pets out for walks as much as you can.
There you go.
Cats. You can leash train them. You can get some fresh air, quality time, and exercise while you cut down on fuel consumption. If you'd like, for example, like me, you live in a, and I live in a really shockingly walkable area. Consider that I live pretty close into the city.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to get something that you need that's close by, walk if you don't have to get in your car. It can help. It helps you. It helps the environment.
Yeah, it does. Well, it's so great to always speak with you, Maura. Thank you so much for all the work that you guys do at the SPCA.
Thank you for having me on. And everybody out there, spay and neuter your pets.
Yes.
Cut down that pet overpopulation problem.
Yes, and be kind. And keep, it's cold mm-hmm. outside. Make sure that my water bowl's free. You know, Charlie isn't outside all day long, but even the short time, you know, because he likes to be mm-hmm. out there. Yeah, I have mm-hmm. a nice little coat to keep him warm and make sure his water's not frozen, just all those things. So be nice. Be sweet. Pretend it was you out there in that cold. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Maura. Everyone, we'll be right back. We've got Yaku Boyens in studio with us. We're going to be talking about the human sex trafficking crisis going on, and Stephanie Toop's Environmental Working Group's Dirty Dozen Guide to Food Additives. Stay tuned, everyone. And what a perfect song to segue into our segment with Yaku Boyens. He has a vast entertainment background with over 25 years of experience within the industry, leading him to start After Eden Pictures, a film production studio where he serves as president and CEO. Yaku directed 8 Days, a featured film inspired by actual events to raise awareness and fight sex trafficking. Yaku actively fights against child sex trafficking in the United States and globally, giving aid and linking with agencies such as the TSA, that's the Transportation Security Agency, the FBI, police departments, the CIA, ICE, that's the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and Homeland Security, a special response team. Yaku is also the co-founder and chairman of Eden Green Technology. He resides in Dallas, Texas with his wife, Felipe, and their 2 daughters and your son. You've had a son
yeah.
since this bio. We need to update it.
This guy's 12 weeks old and 20 pounds at
12
weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
26 inches, a big boy. He's probably
solid.
Whoa.
12
26
weeks.
Inches? How long is that? How long was he
That's
when he
long.
Were? How tall was
Almost
he when he was
23.
Born? Oh, my God. Yeah. What are you feeding him? Breast
baby.
Milk, of course.
Hey, breast milk.
Of course. Why did I even ask? Of course.
Healthy baby.
Yeah.
How wonderful is that? So. You know, this is a very difficult topic that we're addressing. As you know, you've been all over the world talking about this, the human sex trafficking crisis yeah. here in America. So for our listeners who may not be familiar with your story, can you give us a recap of what got you involved in fighting against human trafficking?
I'll be brief. My sister was trafficked in South Africa for 6 years. And so for us, my brother and I, my mom, the way we learned about trafficking was find Ilanka. My sister, right? Fine mm-hmm. sis. So, and at that time, nobody was talking about sex trafficking. You know,
right.
They said she's a runaway, which she was not. We're a very tight family. She won a competition like American Idol.
How old was she?
Yeah, she was 13. and then the record and then the record label trafficked her for 6 years. And so you learn quick, and you learn on the street. And so when I immigrated to the United States, I started seeing sex trafficking in the U.S. And people are like, no, you're crazy. It doesn't happen here. It happens in Cambodia and the Philippines and, you know, Dominican Republic. And it does happen in all those places. But the fact of the matter is, excuse me, the United States of America is the number one country in the world commercializing sex with children by far.
Wow.
Number two is a distant second. We have done a horrible job at protecting our children in this country. We put our children out for ransom, and it's on our watch, and it's protected. You know, something interesting, I've spoken to you about this a lot, but one of the top things we're tackling right now, and we've got a great attorney general in this state. Ken Paxton is doing a great job for this. Governor Abbott's doing a great job. But our district attorneys in Texas are doing a terrible job. And it's not just Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It's all over this country, and I'm going after them, the DAs, because they're not prosecuting. We've got 234 counties in Texas. They're prosecuting 10.
Wow. Well, and the number one sex trafficked or human trafficking place in the world is Dallas, Texas, right?
Well, Dallas has been number one at one point. Houston's been number one. Mm-hmm. Atlanta, Georgia's been number one historically. But we've got 3 to 5 cities in the top 10 in the world consistently. In the United States, New York is now teetering number one, number two, mm-hmm. Los Angeles, you know, so look.
Well, what differentiates them? What's happening in Dallas that's not happening in some of these other cities?
Normally, your cities that has a lot of through traffic, right? You'll see this. So you're going to see it in Indianapolis, big time. Dallas, Houston has ports and big airports. So it's always the big cities that goes through. But I don't want people to disengage and think it's not in Omaha, Nebraska, because
right.
It is.
It is. It's everywhere.
It's in Fredericksburg. You know, it's in, you know, Lynchburg. It's everywhere because it is sexual immorality. So this thing doesn't profile. It's not race, class, gender, age.
Right.
It's everybody. And who's buying it? Every segment
people
of society.
Believe,
so it's
right?
Not just Epstein, right?
Yeah.
The 1%, it's the janitor. The difference between janitor and Epstein is Epstein can buy three times a day, and the janitor can maybe pay for sex once a week, right?
Wow.
And so it's frequency.
It's so disgusting to me. Go ahead.
So when you say, like, for instance, that Dallas is a really
top city. Yeah.
So does that mean demand is high for it?
Yeah.
Or, like, as a mom, like, I get these Facebook posts where people are like, someone tried to take my kid in IKEA. And so are people actually kidnapping kids? Like, just can you explain a little bit about, like, what that really means?
Yeah, you're hitting the nail on the head. Look, supply meets demand. That's economics 101,
uh-huh.
right? So whenever somebody tells you, just arrest all the pimps. Right, and you'll get rid of human trafficking. No, you will not, because like taking out an evil dictator, you know, the number two says thank you.
Yep.
I'll step in, you know.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
so yes, demand is very high, very high. And girls are being brought through Dallas, but it's our children. I don't want people to think these are foreign girls. It's American-born children. And familial trafficking, which means family members trafficking their own children, is the number one form of trafficking today. So, yes, kidnapping, runaway, foster care, CPS, huge culprit.
Yeah.
Child Protective
foster
Services.
Foster care system. Yep.
No more protecting,
talk
okay?
About
I'll
that,
tell you right now.
Like, what does that mean?
We're working 13.
I want to cry listening to this.
I know.
We're working
like,
13
so
cases
sad.
Right now.
Yeah.
13 cases right now where CPS has taken children from a good parent, given it to a pedophile father, knowingly doing so. Some of it in this city, this state, and I work in all 50 states, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like I'm going to be able to testify in front of Congress, and man, we're going to swing a Louisville slugger.
Wow.
We're
going
to call
what's
names.
Going on in Washington?
Washington is corrupt, and it's run by pedophiles, by the way. That
wow.
place is a pedophile cesspool.
But that's been forever, right? There's
yeah,
all these
been,
rumors about that.
No,
like,
there's
if
no
you
rumor.
Listen
it's
to
not.
That, like,
it's
way
real.
Back. It's
real.
Really crazy about boy. I mean, like, I've listened to some podcasts that talk politicians and boys, and it's just mind-boggling.
And Hollywood too.
Yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
of course. No, of course. Look, it's a drug. It's addicted. Pedophilia is a drug. Something I want your listeners to be aware of, though. Here's the game plan. I know I lay it out, and they hate it when I do this. They hate it because I've seen their playbook. It's a thing called Comprehensive Sex Education. Okay? CSE. CICUS, which is the overarching body for child safety in this country, founded it. Planned Parenthood funded it. And this CSE is in 29 states, and they teach 10-year-old boys how to give consent for anal sex.
Oh, my God.
In public schools. They teach 10-year-old boys how to give consent and 10-year-old girls how to give consent, how to perform oral sex, The book itself is soft porn. It's grooming.
So wait, where do you find this? Like, where is this happening?
Parents don't even know. When I posted, parents said, I didn't know this is in my child's school. And we have sex ed. If your child has what's called CSE in his public school, storm the gates. Listen to me today. They're grooming your child, and the pedophiles are licking their chops because your child is now has a sexual propensity now that no 10-year-old, no 15, 17-year-old mentally can handle. It's not possible. This is not sex ed about, hey, this is to keep yourself safe and how to protect yourself. I want us to protect our children. This is teaching how to and how to give consent. Now, remember what I just told you. There's a movement in this country today to move and get a bill on the floor to do the following, to classify pedophilia as a sexual orientation in this country. It's real.
What?
It's real. And if we do not draw a line in the sand, listen to me today, they've already taken gender neutrality, because it's the plan. The playbook is get rid of gender, no gender. This is why they can't tell you, is there 300, is there 500 genders? They will not lock it down. The next move is protect the pedophile in this country because they've been protected. Now they want to protect them under the law. And then I've also seen a document drafted from California. It has over 200,000 signatures, and that is to lower the minimum age consent to 10. The game plan is to get our pre-puberty kids to be attacked by predators under the law. This is real. Don't tune out if you're a listener. This is very real. This is the playbook. The only way you break this country, you cannot break this country militarily, not Russia, China, nobody. Yeah. Okay? The only way you break this country is you go after our future, and our future is our children, and the way you break them is you break them with sex, period. You break us morally. That's how you break this country. Mm-hmm. And they're swinging a big bat, and they're doing it, and they're protected. And I'm just telling you, I'm very vocal.
I love it.
Very vocal. The DAs are not prosecuting because they know who's buying. And they don't want the CEO of that company that's employing 10,000 people in this city to be the guy falling. I say take the big crash Wall Street for that. I do not care.
Absolutely. Yep.
You touch a child.
I feel that way about vaccines, too.
Look, I'm a conservative Christian, you know that, but I protect all children.
Yep.
Red, white, black, blue, Smurf, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Muslim, Christian, children has to be protected. Vaccines, parents, wake up. Come on. Wake up. We're finding baby fetal traces, full genome code, a full genetic code of a young boy is in your current child vaccines. And that young boy came from a mother that was highly contaminated with cancer. Massive cancer propensities. I can give you some statistics, man. I just want people to open their eyes.
Yeah.
And ask questions. Why do we have more vaccines in the United States than we have in South Africa? But we've got West Nile virus and Ebola and yellow fever and all those things. But we got more vaccines in Dallas, Texas for things that are
Like HPV vaccine. Oh my gosh. It's just maddening when you start reading about it. And the American people, I feel, I'm just going to say it, it's the biggest fleecing we've ever encountered.
No, we need to wake up. I want people to research MRC5 cells. MRC5, the number 5. So Mike, Roger, Charlie, 5 cells, okay? That is a full genetic code that's currently in your children's vaccines. I want you to research PER, so Papa, Echo, Roger, C6, Papa, Echo, Roger, Charlie, 6, okay? Cells. Go research those things and see what's currently in our, and look at the FDA list of, it's in there. People don't even read.
They don't. There's a big push to, you know, to take away your rights.
Look, and it's aborted fetal cells, right, that they use. And in the 60s, they used this particular young boy. They still trace elements. Italy just did a study. Japan, as a country, just outlawed MMR.
Yep.
Okay, as a vaccine. Tied 100% to autism and cancer. No question. The country outlawed the vaccine.
Yeah.
Italy's doing it. But the United States says, no, pump it into our children. And by the way, rape our children while you're at it. We'll pay for it. It's got to stop.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I'm glad we're talking about it. It's I get very nervous when I talk about it because I feel very threatened because it's such a big subject to even tackle. Like, you have to have some guts to even talk about it, let alone out in public like we are right now on media, you know, in Dallas, Texas, no less. And it's something I'm extremely passionate about. And, you know.
Look, here's what I want America to remember. There's a little line called, elected by the people, for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Stop fearing Washington. Take the thing over.
And Wall Street.
And Wall Street. They are the minority. Some politician come tell you how to run your school. Take the school back. Show up when it's time to vote and take back the school board. There's only 5 seats. You only need 3. Show up and take the school back. Take charge of your communities. Stop thinking Washington or Austin, that's falling off the map, by the way, okay? We're losing Austin and Texas. We got to get that place back because they're losing their minds.
Yep.
Right? Take the schools back in this country. Take back ownership of your communities. And if you elected a politician, he works for you.
That's right.
He works for you.
So many of them are so bought and paid for.
Come on.
I mean, I don't even know where you begin to talk about the corruption. In so many places, especially here in America, it's wrong.
Yeah, well, that liberty and justice for all. Come on, people. Look, I'll tell you this. We're in a building here, right? So I equate this to this. Let's say the country was a building. You can go to the 30th floor, and you can knock out the walls and decorate it any way you want to. I don't care. I'm not going to live on the 30th floor with you.
Yeah.
Right? You may be LGBTQ. I'm not. Take the 30th. Do it. Yeah. But what you cannot do. You cannot go into the foundation of the building and start jacking with the foundation, and then the whole building falls.
Right.
And that's what we're doing
that's
in this country.
Yeah.
Our children are foundational.
Absolutely.
Our children's foundational. The Constitution is foundational. You can't mess with that stuff, man. Go do things on the 20th, the 30th, the 40th floor. Equality for everybody.
Yep.
But there are certain things that's above party.
Yep.
It's above politics. It's above us.
Yeah.
We can't mess with that. And our kids, you know, these people that put planet above people. Save the planet, kill the people. You lost your mind?
Right. Well, there was a CEO that was quoted, it was one of the big pharmaceutical companies about a month ago that said something like, my responsibility is not to the American people, it's to my shareholders.
Oh, great. That's fantastic.
That's great.
What an idiot.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I know, but that's
idiot.
The mentality.
Yeah, no, come on.
Oh, but I feel like that starts so low. I mean, that starts whenever that person, like their entire upbringing, like at what point did they get this mind shift that was not to greater good? I mean, like,
well,
this
I think it comes down to, like he was saying, like the Jeffrey Epsteins. They get so much money, they've got so much power, you know, they're on their yachts with all these young girls or their islands or wherever they are, and they've lost their minds. Like, they know
but
no moral.
Right.
Right?
No, but she's right. The average boy today is introduced to pornography at age 8.
At age, yeah.
Okay. They tell you,
eight.
I just did
eight.
Like a sex ed class because they're like, you got a 7-year-old, you got to start now.
Yeah.
And I think most of us parents are like, no, I at least
got
until
to.
10
I don't want
or 11,
to.
Like
better.
5th grade, 6th grade. But if
you
don't start at 7,
well, that was
you're
one
not
of my...
the first one.
Yeah.
Like someone else is the expert, and
oh
then they
God.
Don't listen to
so
you.
Look,
you
it's
have
grooming,
to be
it's
their
grooming
expert.
Banditry when it's young. It's grooming at, the onset. And look, it's everybody. I'm on a college campus tour at the moment. I'm doing, golly, I don't know, 25 campuses around. And I'm at a campus 2 nights ago, right? And finally, this one kid, they're coming to protest what I'm doing, and I'm fighting for human trafficking because there's people fighting to abuse children, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid actually says to me, comes out of his mouth, and he said, we have to dissolve this country as a country. This is a mindset of the students on college campus.
Yeah.
No more country. Dissolve the country. Like, you know, insanity. In the 50s, they would put you in a straitjacket.
I think that's totally true. I think that whole
they want
it's a completely
no borders.
Different education.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
look, they don't want a country.
Well, and
they hate America.
Yeah.
They hate, and this is not left right. Hear me, the country is bigger than a party. It's bigger than the president. It's bigger than the Oval Office. If it's not, we're in trouble. There has to be certain things that we say you cannot touch that,
mm-hmm.
right? But they are going after a borderless, not just a southern border, dissolve the country as a state, as what we are. They hate the country. It is the most bizarre thing because I honestly believe there's also a huge hatred for God. They hate God. They hate structure, you know?
Yeah.
You can't even play a football game Sunday without sidelines in an end zone and hash marks? How in the world are you going to run a country without structure?
Mm-hmm. What do you think's driving that? Is that just a lack of parenting? Is that a fear of putting structure on your children? Where is that coming from? Mm-hmm.
I really do think that the baby boomer generation had to work so hard.
Yeah.
So hard, right? They worked, all those guys worked in high school that, and look, this is, I'm not blaming baby boomers, but they gave their kids a pass. And they became entitled. We have an entitlement mentality on campus. I'm telling you, the mid-20s today, young women in their mid-20s, especially if they're single, women abandoning the idea of family. I want career. They've convinced them. If you want a career, you can't have a family. Now, 35-year-old women are the highest suicide rate in the country. Why? Their biological clock's kicking in, saying, hey, you got to procreate. Mm-hmm. But no, you picked a career. You don't want family. Because we've bred a generation that feels like the country owes them something. This is why crazy talk like everything can be free. Nothing is ever free, people. Someone tells you there's a free lunch. Someone paid.
Yep.
Someone paid. Has this been modeled before? Like, I feel like history repeats itself. So, this been modeled before?
I lived
You know what? Save that thought. Okay. We're going to go to break. Okay. When we come back, we're going to let Yaku answer that question. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Stephanie Toops, and Yaku Boyens. Stephanie is a consumer advocate professional. I did not introduce her earlier because we got so involved in the conversation that we're going to continue on with this. We were going to talk about the Environmental Working Group's Dirty Dozen Guide to Food Additives, but we'll bump it to the next time you're in.
This is amazing what we're talking about.
It is amazing.
I would love to keep talking about it.
And Yaku Boyens, if you're just now joining us, has a vast entertainment background with over 25 years of experience within the industry, leading him to start After Eden Pictures, which is a film production studio where he serves as president and CEO. Yaku directed 8 Days, a featured film inspired by actual events to raise awareness and fight sex trafficking. Yaku actively fights against child sex trafficking in the United States and globally, giving aid and linking with agencies such as the TSA, the FBI, police departments, the CIA, ICE, that's ICE, and Homeland Security Special Response Team. Yaku Boyens is the co-founder and chairman of Eden Green Technology, and he resides in Dallas, Texas with his wife, Philippa, and their 2 daughters and their new son. What is your new son's name again?
Torin.
Torin. You had to think about it.
No, I thought of whether I wanted to tell you or not. We're private. I'll tell you this. I want to thank every single guy and girl in blue, all the police officers, all our armed forces, all our first responders, our ER nurses, the EMS guys that help us when we fight child sex trafficking, ICE. People want to abolish ICE. You've lost your mind. You don't know the work they do to keep your children safe. I mean, we need to thank these. Of course, there are bad apples in every sector of society, but you can't ever just, you know, go with absolutes and say, well, all of them are bad.
You can't do that. I heard a story, I have to say, it just popped into my head about ICE and a young couple that was traveling in Canada and crossed the American border by mistake with their little daughter, just a very young infant. She was only about, I think, 5 or 6 months old. They would not let them turn around and go back to Canada. They made it into such a production and actually put them in jail and then moved them all over the place. The story is just outrageous. And I have to say,
You have bad elements anywhere, right? But right. I'll just tell you, I've worked with all these organizations firsthand, and their dads and their parents, and they care. They really care. Listen, I want to dive into something, if I can.
Go ahead.
Our foster care system needs an overhaul.
Next time
you want to talk to your politicians or your local constituents, as constituents to your local leadership, you need to understand that the foster care system has been infiltrated by pedophiles. Am I saying again it's everybody? No, but too many. Because of this law. A child is protected in the United States as a victim when she's a she or he is a sex traffic victim up to age 17. Now, this child ages out. Now, she's found and rescued when she's 19, and she's booked as a prostitute.
Oh, my, yeah.
You have to understand, she's not a prostitute.
Right.
She's not, because if there was any force, any fraud, or any coercion at any point in her life, okay, then she's not a prostitute.
Right.
Define prostitution. Prostitution should be the following definition, 100% free will.
Yeah.
Or it's not prostitution.
Right, right.
I don't care if you're 50 years old, if you were as a minor raped and abused, and if you're listening today and you have gone through sexual abuse, I encourage you to get help, because that person's life is altered. Their mental psyche is altered. Their emotional self-worth, self-image is altered. She's not a prostitute at 19. Now we've got kids trafficked at 14, arrested at 19, and now have the record for the rest of their lives or get sentenced for jail. We got to reform these bills. We have to reform the policy. You know, you got states like Minnesota out of control. You know, states like Indiana right now, if a child doesn't self-recognize as a victim, now you're looking at the 12-year-old, which is the average age for sex trafficking in the United States. If the 12-year-old doesn't say, Mr. Policeman, I'm a sex traffic victim, they can't prosecute the case in Indiana.
Well, and I'm sure they're fearful. Right?
Women
When they're 12, they're fearful to even speak the truth.
Women wait 30 years to say that they were raped one time.
Yeah.
You think a child's going to come out and say, I'm a victim when they abuse 10 to 15 times a day?
Yeah.
Come on,
man. Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, and, you know, I'm reading a story here from, this is in Texas, sex trafficking victim, 15 years old, took her life. Family demands justice. This happened just a couple of days ago, a week or so ago.
Because sometimes the only way out, my sister, Ilanka, and check out her story, Ilanka Deaton, 100%. Ilanka tried suicide twice. Mm. Praise God it was unsuccessful, but they need out and they want out. And sometimes there is no out. And you have to understand, we've got pimps that force a girl to have sex with a guy and then will go to the girl immediately and say, you're disgusting. I can't believe. Do you know who that guy is in the community? I was testing you. You were supposed to say no to that guy. The mind games, the manipulation is insane. People don't understand what happens to a woman when she's sexually violated, or a boy. I will tell you, we're going to solve real problems in this country when we start investing in women again, when we build women, when we absolutely look at women as something very valuable, very sacred, and we really build strong women, because then again, women will be secure enough to have strong men. Mm-hmm. Because the emasculation that's going on is because we've broken women down as sex objects. And now we emasculate the men, and it's a vicious cycle. You want strong men. You want strong, independent women. But we got to build women again in this country. Our social issues will go away. Because this is why the soccer mom is quiet today. Because she's being silenced. And I need the soccer mom. I say soccer. Any mom that carpools, right?
Right.
I need that mom to understand she's the most powerful force, more than the president. She's the most powerful force in this country.
Yeah.
And they need to band together and step up and take back their children's future.
You're making me think of Jackie Schlegel. She is the founder and president of Texans for Vaccine Choice, because they're trying to take away our right to choose whether or not we want vaccines for our children.
Well, you know, my kids are not vaccinated. They will never be vaccinated.
Wow.
I challenge any doctor or any school principal. That's my house, my kids. You're welcome to come try, but you're going to leave limping.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put a beating on you.
I love this guy. He is amazing.
Well, you know, it's just astounding, actually, how misled we've been.
Yeah, we are fleeced, and we don't think for ourselves anymore. I just want the people, just can logic just come back to America? Just logic. Not even, you don't even have to be really educated. Just think for a second. Think for yourself. Let some news channel, any of them, right? Or some politician tell you, or some movement tell you how to think. Good night. Think for yourself. Does it make sense? It doesn't make sense. Then don't do it. Go with your gut feel, your gut instinct. If you feel like your child's unsafe in an area, or you're unsafe, leave the area. Mm-hmm. If you see something, say something, right? Rather be wrong and it wasn't trafficking than not saying anything. Right? I want parents to start looking for the signs if a child's behavior changes, because people don't change, Bernadette. It takes a huge event in someone's life to change.
Right.
A rape, a life-threatening illness, a massive car, something, right? People don't change.
Yep.
And when a child changes behavior, something's going on.
Well,
dad's bouncing mom off the wall, or Or something's going on. Kids being abused. Yep. But ask questions, because the teachers are so afraid in this country.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Teachers aren't even allowed to tell you anything. They have to dance around it. They think your kid is autistic. They have to say, or ADD, well, your child bounces a lot, or your child doesn't look at things. I mean, like, they can't just say, I think you need to have your child checked out for this.
No, or we need some toughness. We need some toughness to come back.
It's ridiculous. Little bodies are young, and they've got lots of new parts, and they're supposed to jump around. So, it's just crazy. We'll be right back, everyone. Stay tuned. More coming up with Yacoub Boyens and Stephanie Toops. You're listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette. We are going to finish up the show here with Yacoub Boyens. I've got Stephanie Toops in studio with me, and we're discussing sex trafficking and vaccines. You've got 5 minutes, Yacoub. What do you want to say?
I want parents to get involved. The dads out there, your girls are under attack because you're not involved. Being at home is not enough. That girl needs to hear from you that she's amazing, she's beautiful, she's got a future, she's your dream. She should get affirmation from her father, not from some guy online, because you don't think they are, but they are seeking counseling through social media.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting counseling. They're learning about sex through social media. Wow. They're learning about their purpose, quote unquote, right? And they're being groomed. And these guys that groom kids online are master profilers. I mean, they could work for the FBI. They are so good at picking a soft target, and I want them to know that the child in the suburbs, here in Dallas, Texas, right, is the softest target. A kid that lives in the projects is very street smart.
Mm-hmm.
The kid that lives in Oak Cliff is tough, man. Yep. That kid has seen stabbings. That kid has family members in prison. That kid knows that there's a drive-by. That kid's radar is way up.
Mm-hmm.
That child, you traffic that child with essential needs.
Yeah.
Gifts, a hair weave, nails. But the kid in Frisco, right? Fastest growing city, one of the fastest in America, in Highland Park, University Park, all these places where we're in bubbles. Oh,
yep.
we're uppity up and we know. Listen, that kid is the softest target. Why? Mom and dad's home, but they're not present. That child needs attention.
They want love.
Desperately.
Yep. Yeah.
And now online, in comes Romeo and gives her love, knows what to say because he's done it 150 times, and she falls for him, and it's tickets. I'm just telling you, parents, get back involved. Take your family and your schools back, and stop turning a blind eye. Stop playing see no evil, hear no evil with this thing, because our children are being sold for sex in this country.
What did you say about strip clubs during the
break? Oh, yeah. So Fort Worth, Texas, Mayor Betsy Price, I'm calling you out to do something. Your city's got strip clubs and their fronts. There's sex trafficking going on at that strip clubs. I've got on record tape interviews of dancers, okay?
Wow.
It's in your city. You're a woman. Do something about Fort Worth. We cannot. It's not just a massage parlor or the Thai establishment. The strip clubs around Dallas, Texas, particularly Fort Worth, we got to do something, okay? And I'm not just talking about a strip club. I'm talking about when there is sex trafficking, not just minors, but women. When there's coercion, fraud, okay, or force for a woman to give sex, unacceptable, cannot happen.
Yeah.
Not on our watch.
Yeah.
Come on. So we got to help Fort Worth. Betsy Price, come on. Let's do something. Let's clean up that act.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. I do. And I love, I just, you're such a good guy, Yacoub. Thank you so much for all the work you do. His website is YacoubBoyens.com. That's J-A-C-O-B-O-O, like boo, and then Y-E-N-S. Or you can find him at EdenGreen.com. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend and be safe. And join us at the Texas Veggie Fair. We will be there tomorrow, all of us, One Life Radio, Saturday, November 2nd, tomorrow at the Dallas Farmers Market. It's the 10th annual Texas Veggie Fair is a statewide celebration of plant-based living, and it's for everyone. It's for omnivores. It's for vegetarians. It's for everyone. So see you there, everyone. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and be contagiously positive.